Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Arthur Goldstrack, CEO of World Wide Works. No correlation, no reason I would go from Kanye to you, Arthur, so you don't need to worry.
That's a relief, Howard.
Yeah, have you been following the craziness of this all?
I haven't actually. I've been traveling, so I haven't really kept up with the news
It started off actually about a week or so ago when he wore at the Paris Fashion Week, he wore a T-shirt saying White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, something like that. And then now he's just descended into tweeting the most anti-Semitic craziness. Spoke about going DEFCON 3 on Jews. Now, we didn't even know what DEFCON was because it doesn't exist, and he meant DEFCON as in the readiness of U.S. military, but he's just lost it anyway. But that isn't our subject.
That's a while ago, so yes, we shouldn't be too surprised.
No, we shouldn't be shocked at all at what's going on. This has been a bit of a slippery slope. All right, but let's talk about things technological. We've been seeing a lot of different updates and maybe upgrades going on in with some of the more well-known apps, with some of the sites. Has there been a shift in our world of technology?
The big shift that is happening in our part of the world, certainly, is that there's a realization that there's a huge demand for access to online services, apps, and the like from consumers and businesses. But in particular, businesses are shifting massively into the digital realm in order to serve their customers better. So it's a combination of the two. But because businesses are moving so intensively online, and undergoing what they call digital transformation, which means all their processes become digital. They're not just digitizing paper into digital format, but their actual processes, systems, and the ways they operate are all through digital systems. That requires huge amounts of data. That's also a significant bandwidth. And for that to work, you need huge levels of cloud computing. And the cloud, just for those who find it a bit of a intimidating or abstract concept, is really just these massive data centers in which they have huge amounts of capacity connected to very high-capacity broadband. And that then becomes available to businesses to use in order to serve their customers. So when you're doing online banking, you're actually doing it in the cloud. So that is accelerating dramatically, especially in South Africa, but across the African continent. And the result of is that you are seeing all the big cloud providers of the world coming into South Africa now and setting up data centers. And the very latest to do that is Google, or at least I just announced it last week, that they would be setting up a data center in South Africa. They call it the cloud region, but it's a euphemism for a data center. It sounds far cooler when you say we're creating a cloud region in South Africa. They're just basically putting down data centers.
Right.
And what's also important there is that they're the last of the big five cloud providers for the world to announce data centers in South Africa. Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure have been here a couple of years now with data centers in Johannesburg and Cape Town. Amazon is Cape Town.
Right.
With multiple data centers. Microsoft is Cape Town in Johannesburg, and then you have Oracle, who have announced their data centers or their cloud region in South Africa, and then Alibaba Cloud, which is the Chinese giant, part of the Alibaba e-commerce group.
Right.
They got into bed with BCX, which is a subsidiary of Telkom, and BCX have always been a cloud leader in this country. So they were all in place, along with a slightly smaller players like Huawei Cloud.
Right.
And NTT, the Japanese company, the Japanese telco, were also here. And then you also had the local player, Teraco, which are a major data center operator in this country. And all along, the story was that Google Cloud is the only absentee in this game. And we always assumed that they were what's called co-locating. They were very quietly sitting inside someone else's cloud, probably Teraco, and providing services that way. But they're very secretive, so they would never admit anything. And now finally they've announced a cloud region, which means they're going to put on a data center, but again, they won't say where.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. How important is it for these data centers or for these data giants to have local data centers?
It's vitally important for two big reasons. One is what they call data sovereignty. So in a lot of sectors like financial services, there are actually regulations that require customer data to be housed inside the country and not to be housed offshore. And for that to happen by a cloud service provider, there has to be a local data center. So they're able to store all their data in the local data centers, mirror the data across multiple data centers within the country, rather than in the past, if they wanted to use the cloud, they'd either have to rely on one of the local providers who might not have the capacity or the services that they need, or they would have to do it offshore. And in that way, potentially fall foul of regulation. That's the main strategic reason. But then there's also the performance factor. And that is that if you are accessing the cloud through Europe, there's a significant lag. Not significant to you and I, Howard, because we don't play games incessantly online, or we're not competing in playing games. If you're a competitive gamer, and that's a huge industry now, even in South Africa, a millisecond lag or a nanosecond lag can actually lose you the advantage in a game. That's the one thing. But right. Also in financial trading, you as a financial trader, or if your computers are doing it through algorithms, you're depending on split-second decisions. When the market reaches a certain, let's call it a shake, that dictates that you've got to buy shares or stocks or commodities, that instant, and you can't affect that decision in that instant. If it lags by a second, then you're going to lose the advantage that that shape of the market has presented. So the lag between having a decision made here and it being executed in the data center in Europe can actually cost you massively.
Incredible. So it's so interesting. How does that change, I mean, besides gamers, I suppose it will change businesses, because businesses will have their data locally as well, I would imagine.
Yes, it changes in two ways. One is that the performance improves significantly. So businesses know that they can function more smoothly, seamlessly, and without interruptions, on the one hand. But on the other, each of these cloud services brings with them their own capabilities. And Google in particular, and the Google Cloud, has got extensive artificial intelligence functionality that the others don't have. So you could probably, for example, through Amazon Web Services, which has got very advanced AI, you could probably get hold of those kinds of services, but you would need serious technical skills in-house in order to figure out how it works. Google Cloud, you would still need technical skills, but not the same level, because they bring it down to a far more user-friendly level. The whole intention of Google services is to make them accessible to any business. If it's a business service, and consumer services, accessible to any consumer. You still sometimes have to jump through hoops. If you run into a problem on your Google account, it's almost impossible to sort it out, because you can't get hold of a real human being.
Of a person, yeah. Incredible.
But in terms of those artificial intelligence capabilities in particular, they're incredible. If you look at their translation services, so this week they had a big, they call it the Next 22 Cloud Conference in New York, where they announced numerous services. And one of them was a translation portal. So many of us have used Google Translate, especially if we're traveling, which is a fantastic service. But it's never really been a commercial service. And now they've launched this translation hub, which allows companies to translate documents at scale, in other words, large amounts of documents instantly, should be cost effectively through this cloud service. And it's essentially, it's an artificial intelligence service that allows you to translate documents on the fly in the cloud. So that's a capability that no other cloud provider has. And they announced a few dozen services that during this conference that are maybe not as obvious and as likely to be widely used, but equally important to the right kind of customers.